Hi, this is Kevin Baldwin from the law firm of Baldwin & Vernon, and joining me today are two associates, Sylvia Hernandez and Robin Kugler. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
Now, Sylvia's been with us for a couple of years. We were able to hire her while she was in law school and started her during her second year of law school and then remained employed with us during her third year. Sylvia, where are you from?
So I'm originally from El Paso, Texas, and I came here for law school. I actually went to KU.
And one of the things I did want to point out to folks is, now, Sylvia, you say you're from El Paso, Texas. Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, that is my first language.
And so would you consider yourself fluent in that language?
Yes, I do.
And sitting next to you is Robin Kugler. Robin, where are you from?
I'm from Lee Summit, Missouri.
And where did you go to law school at?
University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Now, she went to KU, which I don't understand. It's University of Kansas, but they call it KU. Who knows? But And Robin went to the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Why did you go to that law school?
I chose University of Missouri, Kansas City because I wanted to come back from St. Louis and be closer to home. And also, there's a lot of people in the area that went to school there, like judges and other lawyers.
And so it's a kind of a good introduction to the legal community?
Right.
Okay. One of the things I want to ask you guys about is why you decided to join our firm and why you decided to practice in this area of the law. Sylvia? Can you tell me, what is it about this area of the law that kind of drew you in?
So it goes back to why I wanted to study law. I wanted to study law to help the little person, if you can say that. I grew up in a border town where I saw a lot of injustices, majorly immigration with Border Patrol. And so that's why I wanted to go to law school. And doing employment law and civil rights is helping the little person against the big corporations, and just being the voice for those that do not have the voice or that do not know they have a right. And that's why I do civil rights.
Now, you've been doing this for about 3 years now, is that correct?
Yes.
And during those 3 years, have you been shocked by what you've seen happening out there in the workplace?
Yes, I have.
And you had that look on your face like, oh, is it because it's something you really did not expect to see?
I did, but I didn't. Like, I think it has gotten worse and worse with just, I don't know if I could say that's the political, how would you say it?
The political air about,
yes,
about
right
the country.
Now, and it's just more and more, and you would think, it kind of seems like everyone's still stuck in high school or, you know, the bullying and everything, and you don't expect to see that in the workforce where you're already an adult and not treating others differently. You wouldn't think that would happen.
In this situation, is it just, for instance, is it just Hispanics or people of ethnic minorities, or are they also ramping up discrimination against women and the disabled?
Yes, it's everything. Age, race, sex, everything.
If you had to tell folks, who is our average client? If you were going to describe our average client to the person out there, who is our average client? Because a lot of folks think, well, discrimination. You're talking about black folks or Hispanics or sexually harassed women. But who makes up really the majority of our clients?
I would say an older white female. I would say it's majority.
And what do they commonly face?
Discrimination based on age, mostly, because they're also a female. And I think that's most of it. There's some disability there and then, and race, too.
Do you find that they're shocked when they find out they're being discriminated against?
Yes, they are.
Now, one thing I want to bring up, too, is a lot of people think that, oh, well, the people that we represent are mainly going to be liberal Democrats, be like that. Are Democrats the majority of the people we represent?
No, most of them are Republicans.
And are they shocked by when they find out that they don't have the rights they thought they did?
Yes, and they're even more shocked when you tell them that they themselves voted for that law.
Oh, when they voted for the people that supported that law.
Right.
It's kind of shocking. Robin, you came to us a little bit later, have been with us about a year. What I know that when you originally got out of law school, you didn't think about litigation, did you?
No, not at all.
What has changed your mind, or what makes you think about doing litigation at this point?
I think just spending time with the firm and seeing how you guys do things and actually getting to go to trial.
And both of you have actually gone to trial with us, is that right?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, Sylvia, because the last trial that we actually did, Sylvia spent almost half the trial jabbing me in the ribs, telling me to object. So when you got to trial, did you find it exciting or boring?
Exciting. And you have to be on your toes, and you're pretty alert. Not boring at all.
And so, Robin, what did you think about it?
I thought it was exciting as well.
And I know that a lot of times what happens is when you go to trial with our firm, people think, well, it's just going to be Kevin, or it's just going to be Eric, or it's just going to be Sylvia. Is that the way trial works?
No. So we're usually all hands in. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a word. Your whatever you say is matters. It's a team. It's not just one person.
I know that in the last trial that we had, Robin, when you were there, I think you were a little surprised by the fact that you're being the most junior member of our team, that your opinion not only mattered but carried weight.
Right, and it was really cool to get to sit up at the big kids' table at the council table too. So,
and if looking forward, now that you each have your own clients now, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
and while none of you have first chaired a trial, I know that. In the near future, we have several trials planned where you guys are going to be featured in those trials. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. What makes you the most nervous about trying a case? Sylvia?
I think the objections is what makes me more nervous.
Making the objections or overcoming somebody else's?
Overcoming the objections.
Because we already know you're good at making the objections.
Overcoming them and thinking all the law right there. Because you're trying the case, you're familiar with the facts and where you're going to ask the questions, the witness and everything. But you also have to think about the law. And that's what makes me nervous. That I'm all into the facts. And I've already overcome the law and motions to dismiss and everything. And now again, I'm thinking the facts, strategy, and how to overcome this objection with the law.
You know, a lot of people said it's a lot like juggling fire on a unicycle with the unicycles on fire. The balls are on fire, and you're on fire. Is that kind of how you look at
yes.
trial? Robin, what do you think is going to be the most challenging thing for you at trial?
I think just generally lack of experience. I didn't take trial advocacy or anything in law school, so definitely haven't done any trial work yet.
But you've seen a couple trials with us.
Yes.
And do you think that Eric and I are giving you guys a good background or an idea of how to approach trial?
Yes.
Now, okay, they work for me, so when I asked that, so I hope they'd say yes. But in the looking forward into the future, is this an area of the law you see yourself practicing in the future?
I do. I think so. I like it.
Yeah, I have some other interests as well, but I like this type of law too.
And one of the things is, and do you plan on exploring those while you're employed with our firm?
I do.
Fantastic. Let me ask you this, Sylvia. Where do you see yourself, what excites you most about the law? What is the thing that excites you about doing what you do right now?
I think helping others. You just have this power to help others, I think. And it goes back again to why I became an attorney and why I wanted to be that voice for others, and just let them know you have a right, because I feel a lot of people don't know that they're going through something that it's illegal. It shouldn't be happening, and that's why I became a lawyer.
And Robin, I know that for the past several months, you've been working on one of our largest cases. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
In fact, it's a multinational corporation. Is that right?
Right.
It's a billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
And we've taken depositions across the nation. Mm-hmm. And is there anything about that upcoming trial that you find exciting?
Yeah, I want to win.
Have you been surprised by some of the things that happen in corporations?
Yes.
I know that in looking at some of this, and Robin has become our resident expert on medical records. She's been fantastic at it. She's been able to cull through and find very important things, or find things where the employers have actually been deceiving us about, where they'll talk about this when in reality the medical record talks about that. Robin's been fantastic at that. What do you think is the biggest challenge you're going to face at trial?
This upcoming?
Yes.
Probably just the fact that our client has a pre-existing condition, and we're going to have to prove that it was exacerbated by the things that the corporation was doing.
And were you surprised that our clients don't come to us as perfect people?
No.
In fact, that's something we all have to learn to deal with.
Right. Nobody's perfect.
And in this situation, I know that you folks are developing your own clients at the same time. Is it something let me ask you this. In the upcoming cases, do you look forward to becoming lead counsel yourself within the next year or two? Sylvia?
Within the first year or two?
Yeah, in the next year or two.
Maybe the second one, not the first one.
How about you, Robin?
Yeah, eventually. Okay. Eventually getting there.
And well, a lot of it comes down to experience. I've been doing this for a number of years.
Right.
And were you I will ask you this. I'll ask you both this, actually, because people always say, what should I look for when I look for an attorney? And my thing is this. You always look for experience. People always say, well, I've gotten X amount of money for clients. But in reality, very few lawyers are actually trial lawyers. Have you discovered that?
Yes. And most of them also even call themselves that, but they never go to trial because a lot of cases settle. And so you never see the courtroom.
Were you surprised by that, Robin?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot slower paced than I imagined.
Well, on TV and in the movies, of course, you got your claim, and by the afternoon you're in court. That's not reality, is it?
No.
And but how long will you estimate it takes to get to trial? From this time a person comes in and sits down and hires us on an employment law case, how long is it till we get to trial?
I would say 2 years. 2 years to 3 years.
You haven't been with us 2 or 3 years, but the cases that we're actually currently trying now, we've had those for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, we're just now getting to file claims on some of the first intakes I set in on.
And that was more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving to the church, kind of exciting.
Yes.
And so, and you have both picked your offices, correct?
Yes.
And what's the exciting thing about moving to the church, Sylvia?
I'm just, so first, in design, architectural, I'm just so excited to see the difference. That's one of the things. And I'm also excited for the big office and the conference room. And I think also the location will work for a lot of more people, I think.
Being in Independence, and Independence is more of a working class town.
Yes, so I think that definitely works.
And we're nice and centrally located, close to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Robin, what do you like about the move to the church?
The party porch.
On the back, we have a large party porch on the back, which should be exciting.
Yeah,
but also I get to have an office, and I haven't had one yet.
So that's great, which is one of the reasons why we actually had to find larger. It was all because of Robin. We actually had to go buy a building, rehab the building, and make a larger building because we hired Robin. In reality, we're probably always going to move, but it's you've been putting up with a lot right now, sitting out in what would traditionally be a secretarial area. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
And has it been a little annoying for you at times when people come in and think you're a secretary?
Yes.
And I can understand. And I will say this, that you guys do not look traditionally how people think lawyers look. And a lot of times when they come in to visit a lawyer, they don't think they're going to find a young Hispanic woman. Right. Or they don't think they're going to find a young woman, because quite frankly, you look very young, Robin. I think you know that.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be an issue or problem in dealing with clients?
I think sometimes, because I do know sometimes they ask to speak with Kevin and not me, or I'm answering questions for them and everything, and they're like, okay, well, let me talk to Kevin, though. It's like, okay. But I think that maybe just been once or twice with clients, yeah. But definitely there is a big difference. Like, for instance, today that I was in court setting trial, everyone in there was a white male, older male, and it was just me right there.
So it was like the Kevin Club, a bunch of old white guys in there, right?
Yes.
Robin, what do you think? What have you found, or have you found any issues with being a young woman practicing law?
I've only been licensed for about a week and a half, so not too much yet, but just generally, even having a higher level degree, I think people take me less seriously.
See, they have no idea what a killer instinct you have. She frightens me, folks. She frightens me. So I look forward to great things with these ladies in the future. I cannot wait till we get the church done and you folks can come visit us at the church. Once again, I'm Kevin Baldwin. I'm joined with Sylvia Hernandez and Robin Kugler, and we are Baldwin and Vernon. Thank you.